Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Forget-Me-Nots are young fiddlers Willa and Leda Fink and Mara Sean Scanlon. Amazingly, the three teenagers have been performing together for more than a decade. They began in 2002 as a trio of Suzuki All-Stars at the tender ages of 6, 7, and 8 years old. And today, the Boone Natives are national competition winners with 3 CDs under their belt. You can hear them live in concert on Friday, July 13th at 5 o'clock during Music on the Lawn at the Jones House at the Watauga Arts Council in Boone. Then the following Saturday, July 14th, starting at 12:30, the Forget-Me-Nots will be at the Sugar Grove Music Fest with a terrific lineup of bands. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. In the meantime, here's Leda and Mara Sean. They drop by WFDD shortly after the release of their CD, Blooming. It features all original music, and we'll be sampling from it today. So, Mara Sean, you've won lots of fiddling competitions. You're the National Scottish Fiddling Champion. What are they like? What do you get out of that experience?
Well, it's a really good experience because you get to hear a lot of other fiddlers in the genre. But I guess the thing that sort of is interesting about the competitions is that there's competitions in all of the different styles of fiddling. So there's like old-time competitions, and then there's Scottish competitions, and there's Irish competitions, and there's bluegrass competitions, and there's like Texas-style competitions. And I think that's something that the band sort of is combining a lot of those styles, and it's interesting because when you do the competitions you have to stay away from all the other styles except for just the one that you're competing in, but our band sort of like blends this, all the styles together.
And Leda, you're floating back and forth between not only classical and Irish music and Celtic music, but cello, flute, piano, all these different instruments.
We double.
You talk about your doubler's fees. That's really unusual to play that variety of instruments. And what does it give you? How do those various instruments help you just musically as an overall musician?
I mean, I love playing multiple instruments. It really gives me, like, I'm really not very accomplished on anything besides violin, but it's just like different character, like completely different technique and tone, and like there's a rainbow of possibilities. So
yeah,
even if it's not directly applied to Celtic music, it's still like it just opens your mind up to a new array of sounds.
Yeah,
like percussion type sounds and chords, all that stuff.
Love what I saw on YouTube, that little concert, I guess it was in
The
Jones House in Boone.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
I caught several selections. The first, Catch the Light, which was a nice tune. I liked the arrangement of that because it starts off kind of, you know, with the pizzicato and kind of little shimmers of light. How did that come about, that arrangement?
Well, we actually got to work with a fiddle friend, mentor of ours named Jamie Laval.
He helped us out with a couple of tracks. He lived in Asheville at the time,
I think. But he helped us out with the arrangements of a few tracks, and that was one of them.
Neat build on that tune.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. My thanks to fiddlers Mara Sean Scanlon and Leda Fink. Together with Willa Fink, they formed the band Forget-Me-Nots. We've been sampling from their new CD of original material titled Blooming throughout the show. If you like what you heard, you'll find links to their CD on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. You can also hear them live in concert on Friday, July 13th at 5 o'clock during Music on the Lawn at the Jones House at the Watauga Arts Council in Boone. And on Saturday, July 14th, starting at 12:30, the Forget-Me-Nots will perform at the Sugar Grove Music Fest. You'll find links to more information on our website. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.